Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
South African talent manager LCB Lawrence is the chairman and CEO of top talent agency 33andMe, producer of the largest talent convention in Africa, the International Arts Talent Showcase, as well as the premier agent for AMDA. Powerfully equipped with 25 years of industry experience and knowledge, LCB is actively involved and dominating all spectrums of the music, film, fashion, entertainment, and media industries. LCB prides herself in youth development and empowering the young. For the past 14 years, LCB has traveled throughout the country doing talent identification, development, and talent placement. As an actress, LCB has starred in national films such as Leon Schuster's Mr. Bones 2, numerous national series including Binnenlanders, Egoli, and Scandal, Bollywood films, and more. LCB's wealth of industry knowledge and experience as a professional actress and commercial model yields an environment for up-and-coming artists to achieve excellence in the launching of their careers. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got LCB Lawrence.
Where do we find you in the world and how are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely amazing, starting off 2024 with just the rebirth of vision and alignment of career goals and personal goals. So just really kickstarting 2024 with a strong and positive mindset. Right now, I am in our agency's new offices. So we actually relocated from iLobo into a very modern and industrial-like feel of an agency environment in Bryanston.
So now let's rewind. So at what age did you, whether it was as a child, as a teenager, did you decide, cool, I would like to create a path in the entertainment world or industry? And how did that journey accumulate to where we are today?
So my family told me that since the age of 5, I was always the entertainer. So over Christmas, I would take my cousin's dolls and I would always perform a Christmas concert for my family. But I charged them to watch my shows. So at the age of 5, my sister got 2 rand pocket money for the month. And I charged 50 cents for my show. And if you didn't want to pay, I didn't allow you into the lounge. So from a very young age, a tender age of 5, I had a creative side inside of me where I put up little concerts. I was 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, specific, like in that age range where I can remember, I would always go into open spaces because my father works in construction. So we stayed in caravan parks regularly. So we would move from caravan park site to caravan park site. And I would always jump out of the caravan and imaginary look at the trees and the open space and just imagine that there's people that I'm performing to. So I'd make up these little concerts and like sing for them. But that's not something I developed is the singing, but act for them and just entertain. So yeah. From a very young age, I just enjoyed open spaces and using my imagination that there's an audience full of people that's watching me. Back in 1997, I then took it a step further where I enrolled to Future Models in East London and I started modeling training. And I can tell you every single moment on stage for me was enjoyable. I never felt that fear for people. I always enjoyed entertaining. So I was always, on stage, just embracing that feeling on the inside. And then relocated to Johannesburg in 2003. And that is where I then started at the Actors Center. And I developed my training in terms of acting for film and on camera. And that's where I started getting myself a talent agency. And I started doing auditions for TV commercials and then films. And my career just elevated from the day that I started at the Actors Center, training and educating and empowering myself with tips and skills and tools on how to become a leading industry professional. After being in the industry, booking jobs, I worked with Leon Schuster and Mr. Bones too. I played the role of Nancy. I was on Binnenlanders. I had an amazing featured role on Egoli. I did 21 international commercials, 17 local commercials. I realized that there's such a big gap in the industry for nurtured career development between agent and artist. And it was my ultimate objective in 2008 to become an agent that has got an artist relationship where I can know the strengths and the skills and insecurities and vulnerabilities of the talent that I represent. And this year marks 16 years of us representing as an agency, models, actors, singers, and dancers. And the success that we've obtained in the last 16 years goes all the way like to LA, New York. Some examples are we've booked LA Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week, Milan Fashion Week. Our models have booked brands such as Christian Dior, Dolce & Gabbana. Our actors and singers have performed at the Apollo Theater, at the NoHo Theater for the Spring Awakening production, collaborations with Bia Miller. One of our dancers actually performed in the Bad Blood with Taylor Swift music video. In South Africa, our represented artists work with Ethan Hawke as well as Meryl Streep. So it's just accumulated international and local success from the vision that I had as an artist to fill the gap in the industry by nurturing the relationship with the talent that we represent as an agency.
Do you still do acting and modeling yourself, or you're just guiding?
I enjoy being able to empower others and position others that are hopeful to prosper in the industry. So that is truly my purpose, my calling in this season. So I've really transitioned into being a mentor and a career consultant, positioning young hopefuls. And I mean, when I say young hopefuls, it's all ages, you know, all walks of life. But to empower and position and educate is my ultimate purpose of being created. Going to auditions, I did request for our agency booker, I think it was back in November 2023, to actually submit me for a role. So 2024, part of my personal vision is to get back on camera, you know, to be able to go through the casting procedure again and to actually get onto set. So in my personal capacity, that is part of my 2024 vision, is to also be able to lead by example and getting back onto set, not as a full time because my life has got other duties, but when there's something that I value as a role that has got meaning to the public, I will definitely position myself up as an option for the casting.
So what do you enjoy about acting?
Acting for me is just the vulnerability and the transparency, being able to utilize your pain and transition it into power by telling beautiful stories. So I'm very specific in terms of the roles and the characters that I select, you know, in terms of the acting category. And I always advise, and when I consult talent, I advise them to speak the truth of the stories that they relate to. Because as actors, we have got a voice and we are chosen to speak the unspoken. There's people that don't have the confidence to speak about the certain elements that actors have the opportunities to embody in the roles that they develop and position themselves in. So for me, I always utilize my pain and my upbringing and trauma triggers in my career or my role development, my character development. So acting really gives you a scope to transition characters and to give life and meaning to struggles that people are facing in today's society.
So would you agree to a certain extent that it is a, because you mentioned your personal trauma or pain triggers, that it's by in bringing them into the character to a certain degree, it's a sort of form of therapy for yourself at the same time?
Absolutely. Acting for me is therapy, eh? And I think any actor that works professionally in the industry can tell you that as well, because, you know, you have the platforms to be able to bring more life to the character, to add more substance. And I believe in my personal capacity, you know, that the more you go through in life, the more room and scope do you have to bring life to certain characters, to tell stories in a way that your audience will be touched by it without trying to act it. You are actually able to embody it because you understand the pain that that character goes through. But you also understand that you cannot connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect the dots looking backwards. So for your role development and your character development, it really does help when impersonation from your life experience is married to the development of the character. Now, there's multiple facets of character development and acting skills and techniques and different like skills that you can utilize. But for me, the beauty of my work as an actress is to be able to bring in my experience as Elsie in this point in my life and just add elements of my life experience to my character. Because for me, that is what's going to make my audition for the character and giving life to the character so unique. And that way I'll become memorable for the role that I perform, because no one else will be able to give life to the character and the audition the way that I would in terms of my life experience.
For the people who do not know or do understand, what is an agency?
I really, really enjoy this question in terms of agency and the general creative industry to have an understanding of what an agent's job is. An agent's job is to position career opportunities for talented individuals that have got the experience. So an agent's job is to provide the opportunity. An artist or a model's job is to book the opportunity. So an agent gets you into the room. An agent has got a wealth of networks and casting directors and producers that where they work with, as well as cast coordinators. So an agent is positioned with individuals in the industry that provide them with castings and opportunities for the next film, the next Netflix series, or the next fashion week. So agents receive castings, and agents need artists to submit to those castings and opportunities. So we will create the opportunity through our network, but the model or the talent still needs to go and book the job. And that is where there's a big gap in understanding between artist expectations and an agent's job. An agent's job is to get you into the door. Your job when you're in the door is to book the job. So if you have no training, no experience, you've never been on set before, you're not going to capitalize as much. So if there's castings from our clients for a specific look or brand or type of an actor or singer or dancer or model, there's a career development training academy that I take so much pride in, to train and develop new faces in the industry so that they can be equipped with the correct tools and skills to walk into the audition room and to make a lasting impression and to actually book the job that they are selected for.
Talk us through the audition process from person A going through the audition process and then booking the actual whatever show, movie or advert. What is that process?
So I just want to like break it down from the top in terms of the client, which is the brand. So if I can use a given circumstance in terms of Coca-Cola is the client. Coca-Cola works with an ad agency and a production company to conceptualize, to write the actual concept and to bring life to the brand new TV commercial, the brand new like series, you know, in terms of films. So you've got a client, you've got an ad agency, you've got a production company. So ad agency in terms of commercial, production company in terms of your films. And then from there, the ad agency and the production company and the actual client agrees on the concept. Once the concept has got life and the go-ahead, a casting director is brought into the equation. The casting director then has to source multiple agencies to get the characters and the leads and the features that the actual concept requires to bring life to the storyline. So your client, your ad agency and production then sends a brief to the casting director. The casting director then puts in a brief to the agent, and it says they're looking for 18 to 25 year, 5 year olds, all ethnicities, which means different ethnicities, age 18 to 25. And then sometimes there's categorized additional special skills, such as 18 to 25 year olds, all ethnicities available for the shoot date, as well as skateboard skills. So the agent then looks at that brief and like searches through a portfolio pad or a casting platform where all the talent that they represent is on one booking system. So then as an agent, we'll add in 18 to 25, all ethnicities, and then all your options come up. That's why agents require you to invest in your marketing material, because you need professional content, professional headshots. You need to get professional studio equipment. So professional studio shots with professional equipment. So It cannot just be something you do as a walk in the park. You need to work with professional photographers, because the caliber of castings that we get for our clients are mainstream, international, and massive local production. So your headshot is your moneymaker. So as an agent, 18 to 25-year-old, the options come up onto my computer screen. I look at the headshot options, and then I select the talent that I'm going to send to the casting. Sometimes clients, casting directors would say, send me your top three. Now, how as an agent do you select your top three? There is a screening process. Number one is the relationship that I have with you. How well do I know you? How well do I know your punctuality and your experience and your expertise? So a lot of talent thinks that the moment you're assigned to an agency, the doors are just going to open. You're accountable to nurture your relationship with your booker, with your talent scout, with your agent, so that there's familiarity in terms of your communication and your relationship. So the agent then selects the talent. You'll get a from us. You'll get a booking. We've got a booking app. So you will get your casting brief on your booking app, which allows you to accept or decline. When you accept the casting, we know that you're going to show up. If you don't accept the casting, we need to call you, because it means you haven't seen it. And if you decline three castings in a row, something's wrong. Then we need to call you as well. Then you get the opportunity to read the brief and to prepare for the actual audition. Getting into the casting room, 99% of the time, it's a castle call. You're one in 100. Mm. And that is where I said, you know, your memorability of walking into the room and understanding that there might be 10 others that look like you, or there might be 100 other options that don't look anything like you. Owning your unique value is your ultimate selling point. Your preparation walking into the audition room, being friendly and being kind and being punctual, and knowing who you are when you walk into the room is so important. You can be the best actor, the best dancer. Your audition technique when you go in for a casting, when you get the shot to be on camera and you do your slate, some casting directors don't even watch your audition video past your slate. So before the client actually gets to see your performance for the audition, your slate is the decision maker. So a lot of actors in today's society and those going in for commercials don't really value their introduction, the slate of an audition process, enough, knowing that that is actually what can cause the casting director or the client to just go skip. So that first moment where you say, hi, my name is Elsevier, that moment is your first impression.
Yeah.
So when you go for an audition, you have the opportunity to introduce yourself, and it's called a slate. If your slate is boring and you bring in all the nerves into your introduction, that is your first impression. And no client is willing to invest in a lead role that cannot even sell themselves, because how would you sell the client's product if you don't even know how to sell yourself in an introduction?
What are the next steps once a person's been through the audition?
So I always say celebrate every single casting opportunity as the greatest gift and a platform to learn and develop your skills and to build your network and exposure in the industry. So after each casting, have gratitude. Firstly, walk out of the room and just be grateful for the fact that you were able to be in the room. There's so many creatives that don't get opportunities to get into the right rooms or to have exposure to casting. So be grateful and be thankful. And when you leave the casting room, greet everyone politely and say thank you to the casting director for the opportunity to audition. Then after that, it's called hurry up and wait. Your agent does not contact you to tell you you did not get the casting. Your agent will only contact you if you got shortlisted or penciled. So you'll never get feedback. It doesn't work like that, okay? So you go for a casting, you do your best, and you leave it there. You give it everything that you have. Agents are super busy with the next casting. So our jobs are to make sure that you are prepared when you walk into the room for the casting. The casting director will only send an email to us to say, we would like to see this specific artist that auditioned again. There's no feedback that's provided. We move on to the next casting. So you need to be able to be so present in the room that you understand what exactly you did and what you can learn and grow from your casting experience. I remember how hard it was for me when I started doing auditions back in the early 2000s. You know, you're like waiting for that call and you've got nothing else to do with your life. And then the next casting comes and I didn't get any feedback from the previous casting. So you kind of get into the momentum and movement that every audition is a blessing. You go into that audition, you do your very best. When you walk out of the room, you're grateful. And if it's meant for you to book, you will book the job. If that job is not meant for you and it's not going to serve your career, you need to let it go and move on and give your best to the next audition. Okay. So if you get penciled or you get first option, it still doesn't mean that you got the job. It means that you're in the final selection process. The client or the casting director has now gone through the 100 self-tapes and they've selected one or two really strong options. So then you get optioned. You get a call back to go and audition again. You should always go back to the audition looking the exact same way you looked when you originally auditioned for the role.
Okay.
So don't try and look prettier or change your hair. So consistency with your brand is also extremely important. If you've got braids or natural hair, keep and maintain your look exactly the same way it is for its time frame and ensure that when you change your hair, your agent always knows about that. So yeah, from the callback process, ultimately, you nail your callback. I always go into a callback with a mindset that I've already booked the job, so they're just calling me back to confirm. You know, so for me, it's a mindset, you know,
yes,
I'm like,
yeah.
I got the call back because they just needed to see me one more time
yeah.
and confirm like the job. So it's your mindset when you go into a callback. So you've already done the work, but going into the callback, you need to make sure, and this is something I'd like to add on this. A client always adds, I want to say a dollar sign, a rand sign. So when you walk into the room, a client looks at you. If it's a campaign for a cellular network and the budget is R1 million and you're auditioning for the lead role, no one's looking at you to see how talented or how pretty you are or how beautiful you dressed. They look at, can you carry R1 million production? So when you walk into the room, you need to know your value as an artist, as an actor, because there's an entire production company that is hired for you to carry. So when you go in for lead or featured roles, you've got accountability. The client doesn't look at your external or your special skills, your resume, all those things will get you in the room. But the biggest question is, can you carry R1 million production? And I mean, R1 million production is still very small in South Africa. So as actors, we need to hold ourselves accountable to know what value do we add when we walk into the room. And can the client see that they can trust us with that role and that entire production for the clients?
The podcast is listened to throughout the world. So as a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
My ultimate message to everyone out there that is tuned in, I always believe that people cross our paths and we are able to hear and learn from places when we are positioned to receive a message. So the message to those out there today to you is that you need to believe in the season and the possibilities that this year is presenting to you. Empower yourself with all the knowledge and the skills and believe in yourself unconditionally. You need to understand that you get one shot at making a first impression and that your network is your net worth. And that is my ultimate message today is you need to nurture the relationships with the individuals like your agents and your managers and casting directors, you know, industry related. People that invest time into you, people that believe in you, those are the people that are going to open doors for you that no man can shut. You don't need 100 people to believe in you. You need one person. So my prayer ultimately for you, that you will be open-minded and that you will stay in faith and take opportunities that are presented to you and to be less driven by the flesh and to be more standing in your faith. So position yourself and stand on the proximity and the territory of your faith. Because faith for me is not believing in the facts that I can see. It's believing in the endless possibilities that is unseen.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.